Hey, Mr. Joseph, Josech, Moki, Moake, 8-15-72, today is 7-22. First thing I want to do is make a medication list for him, please. Viagra, 100 milligram once a day for sex. Jardiance, 25 milligram once a day, new medication in parenthesis. Amaryl, 4 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 20 milligram a day. Crestor, 20 milligram a day. Farxiga, 10 milligram a day. Amiodarone, 200 milligram a day. And testosterone supplements or from the internet, not injectable capsules by mouth once a day. Our patient is a 52-year-old gentleman. Works for he does new construction for chemical plants. He's married 14 years. They don't have any kids, but he takes care of his grandkids that are 10 and 11. His grandkids are 10 and 11? No, 10 and 11. He's taking them to Mexico for the first time after they were able to secure a passport and go to Cabo San Lucas, period. Nipergap, he's very excited about his coming up trip. What I'm excited about is the fact that he was able to get his A1C down from 10 to 8.2, period. I told him we need to go a little bit further down with diet, exercise, watching his diet, and cutting back on his drinking, which is a huge problem, as well as adding Jardiance to his regimen, period. He's had no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion. He does smoke when he drinks. Unsocial, he does drinks regularly. He knows he's an alcoholic and has issues with that. He has not been able or doesn't want to stop drinking, period. He's due for blood work, PSA, testosterone, TSA, and SLUGH of other blood work in 3 months. A requisition has been left in the chart, period. Colonoscopy, definitely up to date, has had two of them. Last one was a year and a half ago. Eye exam coming up after his vacation. Blood work, as was mentioned, with a decrease in A1C. Family history. What did they die of? Did he say? Let me tell you what the family history is about. His family history is consistent with, of course, diabetes, high blood pressure. Blood pressure. What else did he have? Oh, here it is. Family history. No colon cancer, but positive for diabetes, aortic aneurysm, high blood pressure. Review of system. His weight is up to 234. He weighed 227 before, but he did his weight in his work boots. He says his weight's about the same at home. And we talked about his alcohol, and his smoking, of course. Let's see, immunization, did not have COVID immunization, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication. We made a medication list, so we're happy there. And then let's jump to exam. Oh, by the way, he does have atrial fibrillation. He's seen a cardiologist in the past, but he hasn't been able to see one. I told him never, ever to stop taking his amiodarone. He definitely is not in atrial fib today, in big letters. Then his vitals, 234, see explanation for the weight, 98%, 98.02, 18, 72 pulse, 146 over 78. Heart positive, swollen positive, restricted lungs, fewer on car, abdomen soft, neck, shoulders, and heavy skin. Oh! Call him up and tell him to come back to get a prescription for the rash. Right? Rash, skin shows evidence of rash consistent with dermatitis, legs, and upper body. No evidence of fungal infection. I was very studly, S-T-U-D-L-Y, looking for this, especially in a diabetic. Lower extremity, no edema. Neurological non-focal. Assessment number one. First of all, diabetes, Jardiance, 25 milligram. Number two, low testosterone, continue with PO supplementation, recheck level. Number three, high cholesterol, recheck cholesterol, next visit, fasting. Next number, check testosterone level. Next number, rash, consistent with dermatitis. Let's give him Temovate cream. For now, he has used low-dose steroid cream with some success. Next number, no evidence of... unless he wants us to call it incomplete, no evidence of fungal infection. Next number, atrial fibrillation, never stop amiodarone. Next number, we're working on his A1C. Next number, alcoholism. He's not interested in stopping smoking. He says he's cut down on the smoking as best as he can. Next number, continue with amiodarone. Next number, eye exam next month. Next number is ED, continue with Viagra. Next number is blood work coming up. Next number is see me in 3 months. Next number, the Amaryl Farxiga is working well for him. Next number is not interested in GLP-1, insulin, or anything else. Next number, I commended him for taking his grandkids that he's taking care of on his trip. Next number is increased cholesterol recheck. Next number, call if any changes or problems noted. Next number, CNE medication list that was created today. Thank you.